弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们把这段圣经我们再用英文来读一遍，一方面是为着我们的年轻人，一方面其实我们弟兄姊妹多数都能读英文，我们从英文也一同来再思想一遍。
So let's read these verses together again in English so we can understand these verses even better.
好。That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to but you do not receive our testimony. Things that you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. 感谢神，我们终于进到了这一节圣经，就是约翰福音的三章十六节。
Finally, praise the God. Praise God, we are reaching John 3:16.
我们有一点要记得，这是耶稣回答尼哥底母所问的问题，怎能有这事呢？
We must remember the context is that Jesus is trying to answer Nicodemus' question, which is, how can these things be?
我们有一点复习，上次我们交通的是耶稣回答尼哥底母另外一个问题是如何能重生。
Let's review what we have learned from these verses before. First, we have looked at Nicodemus' question, how can a person be born again?
我们说到了从上生、从水生、还有从灵生。
And we must be born again from above and be born of water and be born of spirit.
但是尼哥底母好像虽然他是以色列人的老师，但是他还是不能完全明白，所以他继续问耶稣怎能有这事呢？
Even as the teacher of Israel, Nicodemus still did not quite understand. So his next question is, how can these things be?
所以我们刚才读到的那一段一直到三章十六节和以下都是耶稣对这个问题的回答。
So the paragraph we just read in its entirety is Jesus' answer to that question.
所以我们复习一下，第一次我们交通的是重生的必要，是因为重生为什么那么紧迫，那么必要，乃是因为进神国很迫切。
The first thing we learned from these verses is the necessity of being born again, so that we can enter the kingdom of God.
第二个我们交通了重生的本质，它乃是从灵而生。
And secondly, we looked at the nature of regeneration is to be born of spirit.
所以我们今天讲的是重生的源头，就是神的爱。
And today we're going to look at the origin of the regeneration. It's out of the love of God.
我们从十一节开始交通。
Well, we'll look at verse 11 first.
我们读过几遍，我们就不再读了。我们在这里中文、英文看过去，我们看到，有一件事，就是。我记得有一个慕道友，他很追求读了很多圣经，然后别人就问他说，你读了很多圣经，然后你有什么印象或者感觉？
So, once upon a time, there was a seeker friend, and he started to read Bible and spent quite a bit of time reading it, and then somebody asked him, what's your impression after reading the Bible?
然后那位慕道友说，他说，我读了很多，然后我有一个印象，就是圣经里有很多我们、你们和阿们。
And the big seeker friend answered, Oh, I have read quite a bit, and I think the catchy words are we, you, they, and amen.
我们会笑一下，当然其实他也没有说错，确实是这样，就包括我们读的约翰福音第三章，我们就可以看见。
We could even share a smile at that, and there's some truth in that. In, even in this, this paragraph in John, we can see quite a few of these words.
你说比如这一节和十一节里有没有 amen 呢？
And is there any amen in this verse 11?
耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们，这个实实在在原文就是 amen。
So first Jesus said, truly, truly I say to you, that here truly, truly in the original text, it is amen, amen.
在哥林多后书的第一章二十节，我来为大家读，那里说到神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的。
As we also learned from 2 Corinthians 1:20, and there the scripture says, for all the promises of God find their yeses in Christ, that is why it is through him that we say our amen to God.
所以这个实在就是阿门，而且不只说一次，要说两次，中文所以就把它翻成实实在在。
So in many places, this word truly, the original text is amen.
所以这个不光是我们祷告的时候我们在用，主向我们说话的时候也在用这个字。他的意思就是说出神的信实，他是确定无疑的，是永不改变的。
So amen is not a word reserved for closing the prayer. It is a word who speaks of God's steadfastness. He never changes, and he's faithful.
所以耶稣说我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的。
So Jesus said that we speak of what we know and we bear witness for what we have seen.
这里我们知道，从上下文知道这个我们所指的是施洗的约翰。
We know that in the context this means that we means John the Baptist and our Lord.
那施洗约翰他做什么？那当然我们说他既然叫施洗约翰，当然他施洗。所以真正的问题是说，施洗约翰他除了施洗，他还做什么？
Well, as his name, John the Baptist, implies, of course, he gave baptism, but there's other things that he has done.
施洗约翰他不仅是施洗，施洗约翰他是做见证。
So he not only baptized people, he also gave testimony.
不仅施洗约翰见证，我们的主他自己也做见证，所以他这里说我们所见证的是我们见过的。
So our Lord himself also gave testimony. That's why Lord here says we bear witness.
好，我们来看第12节，耶稣说，我对你们说地上的事你们尚且不信，若说天上的事如何能信呢？
In verse 12, The Lord says that I speak of you the earthly things and you do not believe. And if I speak of you heavenly things, how can you believe?
对，耶稣他的见证有一个特点，我们要注意的，就是耶稣他是从地上一直说到天上。
So the testimony that the Lord Jesus gives starts from the earthly things and it reaches all the way to heavenly things.
所以如果我们在地上的事不留心，那说到天上的时候我们就更加找不着了。
If we don't pay attention when he speak of earthly things and when he start talk about heavenly things, we'll be totally lost.
除了从天上降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Except who descended from heaven and he's the son of man, no one has ascended into heaven.
是谁能够把这个地和天连在一起呢？
Who is the one who can connect the earth with heaven?
只有我们的主耶稣基督，他能够把地和天连在一起。
And we know there's only one person, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
不管我们自己想什么办法，或者用其他怎样的手段，没有任何的人事物能够把地和天连在一起。
No matter how many other ways mankind have tried, there's nothing else that can connect earth was heaven.
我们从前面的交通知道，我们主的见证，他从那个风吹过的响声，一直说到今天，我们交通神的爱。
As we read from this paragraph before, our Lord starts to talk about the sound of the wind blowing, then he mentions the love of God.
所以重生的源头就是神的爱。
So that origin of the regeneration is God's love.
那我们记得说到那个灵吹过，如果这个灵它只是在高天上面吹，那你想我们会不会重生呢？
And our Lord talks about the Spirit blows wind, but if this wind only travels high above us in heaven, is there any impact on us?
我们感谢神，灵是在地上吹，是在我们心里面吹，所以叫我们里面能够有响声，能够有回应，所以我们能够重生。
Thanks to God, this wind blows on earth, it blows in our hearts, so that we be touched and will be born again.
所以这个我们想起在创世纪的时候一开始说什么，神的灵在哪里，在水面上运行。
As we recall, in Genesis chapter 1, it says that the Spirit of God hovering over the face of waters.
在那章里面大地显露出来，生命出现了，是因为神有话出来，也是因为神的灵在那里运行。
In chapter 1, it tells us that the dry land appeared, and then all kind of life came into existence.
所以不仅是创造，其实救赎的工作也是这样，是有神话语出来，是圣灵在我们的心中吹过，感动我们。
Not only God's work of creation is accomplished that way, so does his work of salvation. It is also the work of the Spirit.
当圣灵吹过，感动我们心里相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就得救，我们就重生了。
So when the Spirit of God blows wind to us, and when we are moved, when we're touched, and then we were born again.
所以这个是在地上发生的事，不是在高天发生的事。
And these happen on earth, not above in heaven.
我们把它称为圣灵的吹与声。
And so, let's remember that the Spirit of God, He blows and He gave birth.
这是我们的主他自己讲到灵的时候，可以用这两个字来总结，一个是吹，一个是生。
And these two words summarize the work of the Spirit of God, blow and beget.
那今天我们来看主他说到自己的时候，他说什么呢？
And now let's look at when the Lord speaks of His own work. How does He describe it?
我们的主常常就回摩西，回到旷野。
And here, the Lord used a picture that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
我们把这两节圣经一起再读一下。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Let's read these two verses, these verses again. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
所以当我们的主耶稣他讲他自己的时候，他回到旷野的那幅图画，摩西怎样的举蛇，用这来解释他的工作。
So when our Lord talks about his own work,He went back to use that picture when Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness.
说到旷野的事，我们主要可以看民数记，在民数记里面讲到很多旷野的事。今天我们读一处的圣经，就是民数记的21章。
So that story actually happened in the wilderness, and we will read a numbers.Chapter 21.
也许我们大家都很熟悉，但是我们来复习一下，为什么会有这个举蛇？为什么耶稣会说到摩西举蛇的事
？Maybe some of us are very familiar with that story, but let's look at it again in detail.
那里说到在旷野的时候会有 因为这百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就谤读神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？
So, Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 says, And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
好，接下来他们的抱怨是说什么？他说这里没有粮，没有水。也许有吃的，但是这个食物不是我们喜欢的。我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
Next, they have more complaints. They say, For there's no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food.
因为这是他们的抱怨，所以天天吃的是这个玛纳，吃厌了，不愿意再吃了。
And what they're referring to is they have been eating the manna,The food God gave them every day, and they said, "We're tired of eating this."
所以接下来就是那个刑罚临到，耶和华使火蛇进入他们当中，啊，有许多人被咬，死了许多。
Then came the judgment of God. The Lord sent fiery serpents among them, and they bite many people, and many people of Israel died.
接下来，啊。耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
And then after that, the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole.And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the brown serpent and live.
对，这是在旷野里面为什么会举蛇的背景。
That's the background what Jesus is talking about that happened in the wilderness.
感谢主，王苗弟兄今天选的这首诗歌，正好也是唱到人饥渴不是因为没有饼，也不是没有水。
And praise the Lord that the first song thatBrother Wang Miao chose speaks of the famine, not of food, thirst, not of water, but lack of, not hearing the word of God.
那个难处是不是真的？是真的。
Is it a difficult journey in the wilderness? Yes, it is.
心中会不会烦躁？会烦躁也是真的。
Is it natural to become impatient along the way? Yes, it is.
但是他们对于神的那个态度，对不对呢？我们知道说那是一个神所不喜悦的。
But what is wrong is their attitude toward God, and that's what that's what displeases God.
虽然说以色列人悖逆，但是神不愿意他们都灭亡，所以为他们预备了这个救法。
Even though the Israelites are so disobedient that God still loved them and didn't want them to perish,So he prepared a way to be saved.
为什么要做一条铜蛇？是蛇咬他们，然后叫以。但是现在，这个铜蛇它是有蛇的形状，但是它跟咬他们的那个蛇有什么不一样呢？就是这个铜蛇还是没有蛇的毒素。
Why did God ask Moses to make a bronze serpent? And that bronze serpent looks like the serpent that bit them.And cause them to die. Yet, the bronze serpent does not have the poison in it.
把铜蛇挂在木头上，那是一个受咒诅的标记。
When this bronze serpent was set on a pole, it is a symbol of being cursed.
为什么那些人一仰望就得活？因为仰望的人，他们相信说铜蛇承担了神的刑罚。
Why did those who see the brown snake lift? That is because they believe, when they see it, it will bear the judgment of God on them.
所以这就是神的救法。
And that is the way God saved the people.
所需要我们的就是我们的信心。
It requires that we have faith in God.
很多时候我们感觉到我们今天走的路也是一条旷野的路，然后我们也常常会把我们自己跟以色列人来比较，说到底是当年以色列人的路好走，还是我们今天的路好走。
Today, the journeys we face in our life is very much like the journey in the wilderness. Or sometimes we compare, is it more or less difficult than that journey in the wilderness long time ago?
有时候我们会吃惊说以色列人胆子怎么这么大哈，竟然敢对摩西这样说那样说。
Sometimes we are shocked that the Israelites were so brazen to speak against Moses and God.
但是其实我们如果真实面对自己，我们只要是人，我们心中都会有烦躁的时候，然后甚至有的时候会有一种感觉出来，有口里说出来的，有没有说出来的，就好像说这样，如果我们经历的是这样，那神为什么还要救我们呢？
But if we're honest to ourselves, sometimes we do harbor those complaints in our heart. Sometimes maybe we don't say it, but we have these thoughts like, why did God save us and that we have to face these difficulties?
其实也不是说我们就说我不要做基督徒了，但是在我们心中有那种矛盾和冲突，当他们说这样话的时候，就是把心里的这种烦躁说出来，说我想这跟我想象的得救是不一样的。
So it does not mean that we don't want to live Christian life anymore, but it does reflect there is a disconnect from our expectation to the reality. We're thinking that, oh, to live like a Christian is not like this. We shouldn't have these troubles.
所以这时候我们总是要面对一个选择，就是被蛇咬了，然后我们是要去看那个伤口呢，还是抬起头来仰望那个挂起来的铜蛇。
So whenever we were bitten by the snake, we have a choice. Do we stare at that wound or do we look upon that bronze serpent and be safe?
所以当人子举起来的时候，我们知道人子道成肉身，他就是降下。当他钉十字架的时候，他就被举起来了。等他复活升到神的右边，那是他的身上高天。
And we know what the Son of Man has gone through. When he came down to earth, the Word became flesh. That is the descension. When he was nailed on the cross, he was lifted up. And when he resurrected and seated on the right hand side of the Father, that is the ascension.
今天的人子就是旷野里面那个被举起来的铜蛇。
And today we know the Son of Man, our Lord, he is that bronze serpent lifted up in the wilderness.
所以说到自己的工作，那我们也是用两个字来总结，一个是降，一个是升。
So very similarly, we have two words to summarize the work of the Son. That is the descension and the ascension.
虽然是简单的两个字，但是我们知道说这个乃是总结我们主从天上降下来一直到复活升天之中所有的工作。
Just two simple words, but really covers all the work of our Lord when he came into the earth and when he finished it and he went up in heaven again.
那在天上父在做什么呢？
And then we have to question then, what is the Father doing up above in the heaven?
好，虽然我们对这些圣经不能再数，我们今天还是一同来读，我们一起来读。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Even though we're so familiar with these words, let's read it again carefully. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
虽然我们每次读这节圣经，我们可能心中的感动会不一样，但是今天我特别交通，也是交通两个字，一个是爱，一个是给。
So every time we read these words, maybe God's Spirit moved us in many different ways. But today I want to focus on two words here. One is love, the other is give.
我们记得 David Loveland 有一次信息给我们，他也是说到这个爱，他说那个爱和恨。那他说到爱的时候，他说爱就是选，你怎么选就能够看出你的爱。
If we recall what Brother David Loveland had, some of the message he shared with, once he said that if you look at how a person chooses in his life, that reflects what he loves and what he hates.
今天约翰福音这一节所告诉我们的说，爱就是给。
So here, John 3:16 tells us that to love is to give.
其实有怎样的爱就会有怎样的给。
And the kind of love determines the kind of gift given.
给的目的是要人不至灭亡反得永生，所以神给的目的是生命。
And the purpose to give here, what Father wants is that the mankind should not perish but have eternal life. So what is given is life.
但是要人得生命，父需要给的是什么？乃是他的独生子，这就是神的爱。
But for us to receive that eternal life, what price must the Father pay? That is His only Son. That tells us the love of God.
很多读圣经的人总结说，约翰福音第三章本身好像一本微型的圣经。
And many Bible scholars summarize John chapter 3 and comments that this chapter itself is like a miniature Bible.
马丁路德也有一句名言，他说，这个约翰福音第三章是整本圣经的心脏。
Martin Luther comments that John chapter 3 is the heart of the entire Bible.
他的意思就是说，你在读整本圣经，你读到神的话的时候，当你能够感觉到这个跳动的时候，这个神爱世人的跳动的时候，你能够感觉到神的心。
And what he meant is that, what he meant is when you read all these words God spoken through the Bible, that what you read is the love of God, and then you can feel God's heartbeat.
Yeah, 我们知道说这个心脏在跳的时候，人就是活的。这个心不对了。人的生命就不对了。
We know that a healthy person has normal heartbeats, but when there's something abnormal with the heartbeat, then the person, we know that the person is sick.
当然我们也可以说，约翰福音第三章的心脏好像又在第三章十六节，就是神爱世人。
And we can extend that comment and say that the heart of John chapter 3falls upon this verse 16.
所以这个心脏这个跳动就是在神的爱里面。
The scripture's heartbeat tells us of the love of God.
如果我们真正认识这个爱的时候，我们知道我们是活的，我们能够感受到那个跳动的时候，我们这个人是活的，不然就是死的，或者有时候我们说半死不活的。
And if we truly understand His love, and we synchronize, and that means we're synchronized with His heartbeat, then we are live in Him.
我们常常有时候会有矛盾，说道理上我知道这是对的，但是有时候为什么我感受不到？
And sometimes we have a contradictory thing that we in our head we know that is true, but in our feelings we don't sense it.
因为我们人对爱有一种自己的认定。
That's because we have a prejudice of what love means.
之所以是要爱，要让我觉得爱的话，就需要让我来做主。要让我觉得爱的话，需要按我的喜欢。要让我觉得有爱的话，需要所给的东西是能够让我来支配的，我才能觉得，能够感受到那个是爱。
We may feel that to feel being loved means that let me be the master. Let me choose what I like. and let me control what is given to me.
我们知道这其实是撒旦在人心中的工作。
And truly, that is really, what Satan works in our heart to cause.
这个工作其实从伊甸园当中就开始了。
And we saw that in the Garden of Eden.
当蛇来诱惑的时候，他说：“为什么神不让你们吃这个分别善恶树上的果子？”那原因就是神不是那么爱你们的，有一样好处对你人是大有好处的，但是神要把它留起来，不给你们。
So the serpent, when he tempted man, he said that, "Will God forbid you to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? That's because, you will benefit a lot from eating that fruit, and God does not want you to have that. He doesn't love you."
所有园子当中，伊甸园那么美丽，那么丰富，一切的都可以吃，但是有一样不可以吃。为什么会有这样的限制？为什么这样东西不可以按我的喜欢？为什么不能我来支配？那好像撒旦给出一个很逻辑的解释，就是这是因为神没有那么爱你。
So what Satan trying to imply is that there's so much abundance in this Garden of Eden, you can eat of anything, but here God says, oh, you cannot eat from this tree, and Satan wants man to believe that it's because God does not love them completely, so he kept one thing from them.
所以当人受诱惑的时候，人宁可选择相信，人愿意信撒旦，却不相信说神是爱他的。
So the first time when man was tempted, they chose to believe the lie from the serpent, and they did not believe, what is out of love of God.
当他们不信那个命令是出自神的爱，他们就落在最终人这个死亡也就临到了。
When they chose not to believe that such command, such restriction is because of the love of God, then, they depraved into the sin.
亚当吃那个果子那一天，他肉身还没有死，但是他的生命就已经跟神断绝了，这是我们都很熟悉的。
When Adam ate, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, on that same day, his physical body did not stop functioning right away, but his life was already separated from God.
当以色列人他们被神拯救啊，从埃及出来了，他们到了旷野里面，但是在他们的心中，他们对爱也有一个要求，有一个假定。
So when people of Israel,they were saved by God and they left Egypt. But in their understanding of God's love, they have made some assumptions and they have made some demand.
或者可以说，以色列人他们对爱有一个底线，他觉得说一这条那就不是爱了。
There they have made some, there they have drawn a bottom line of this love andSo they're saying that, well, we better have better life than in Egypt. Otherwise, it's not our way. It's not love of God.
那就是说，神，你既然把我从埃及救出来，那么我的生活至少要比埃及要好一点。
So what they demand is that their life standard needs to be higher than what they experienced in Egypt.
不然怎么叫救呢？不然我怎么知道你爱我呢？
Otherwise, what do you save me for, and how do I know that you love me?
所以我们可以看见这个撒旦的毒素从伊甸园开始一直是在人的心中。
Here we see that the poison that Satan spread into mankind's heart remains the same.
伊甸园是一个极其丰富的环境，那旷野是一个极其贫乏的环境，看起来天差地别，但是蛇的毒素，蛇的诱惑是一样的。
There's so much in the Garden of Eden, and there's so little in the wilderness. However, the way that Satan tried to, deceive does not change.
这伊甸园环境那么好，撒旦也有办法让人信他，让人信蛇不信神，觉得神不是那么爱他。
With the abundance in the Garden of Eden, Satan tricked people, tricked men into believing his lies and not in God's word.
当然到了旷野那么贫乏了，人如果要 撒旦更加的要工作, 让人相信神,
and in the wilderness, the people of Israel, they lacked many things. So the enemy was really excited to do more work there.
虽然说好像我们不是为了比较哪一个更容易，哪一个更难，但是至少这证明了一件事情，有的时候虽然我们把我们对神的心会 把它跟我们所处的环境连在一起，但是真正来说，是在于我们心中的选择，而不是在我们的环境。如果说环境好的话，好不过伊甸园，没有一个地方会比伊甸更好了。So
we're not trying to compare the two different environments, but what we can learn from here is Satan can do his Satan can scam to tempt us in any kind of environment. It doesn't matter is it environment abundance or it is environment of the deficiency, that he is always trying to deceive us.
所以撒旦要做的工作就是要扭曲人对爱的认识。
And his ultimate goal is to distort our understanding of God's love toward us.
所以一个人你在地上可以有 财宝可以有权势，可以有发达，可以有一切。但是如果我们对爱的认识是扭曲的，那人的生命是一个最悲惨的。If
we have wealth, we have power, we have everything we want, and in our life on this earth, but we have a distorted view of God's love for us, then this is the most wretched life you can have.
不仅在伊甸园会这样，在旷野会这样，其实在神的教会。
This happened in the Garden of Eden, this happened in the road and wilderness, and today in God's church, it may even happen.
我们都知道这个浪子的故事，但是浪子里面常常我们会忽略这个大儿子，我们会因为都是关注这个小儿子。So
if we all remember the famous story of the prodigal son, and oftentimes our attention is on the younger son, and we didn't think too much about the elder son.
时间的关系，我们就不翻圣经，我们也不复述这个故事。大概我们就知道说，当这个浪子他愿意回来的时候，悔改了，父是何等的喜悦啊！他要为这个儿子宰这个肥牛犊，要一起的欢喜快乐。So
we'll not go through the details of that story. I think you'll remember that, but there's one thing. When the younger son repented and he came home, and father, out of his love for him, he was so happy that the son came back and he killed the fattened calf to celebrate.
但是大儿子就他不愿意到家里去享受这个，他跑出来，因为他生气了。When
the elder son heard about this, he became so angry. And he refused to win in the house.
他说我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。但是你连一只山羊羔都没有给我，好让我和我的朋友一同快乐。但是这个儿子，这个小儿子，他跟娼妓一起吞了你的产业，但是你却为他宰了肥牛犊。
And then here comes his complaint. He said, Father, I have served you all these years and I have never disobeyed you. But you have never given me even a young goat so that I can enjoy it with my friends. And look at this son. He devoured your property with the prostitutes. And when he comes back, you killed a fattened cow for him.
所以你看这个大儿子，当他一眼看见这个肥牛犊的时候，他心里的 感觉不是欢喜，他是生气。When
the elder son set his eyes on that killed fattened calf, he felt anger, not happiness.
所以我们就知道说，为什么在地上这么多事发生，同样的事发生在不同的人身上，你会发现说，为什么人的反应会是完全的不同。
sometimes the same thing happens on different people, and their response is very different.
这个大儿子，小儿子对父亲的爱，他的认识是扭曲的，但是大儿子他的认识同样是扭曲的。
We know that the younger son had a distorted view of the love of the father. So here we see that the view of the elder son is equally distorted.
小儿子想，反正我也没为家里做什么，反正父亲这样，父亲反正也不会爱我的，所以我倒不如就拿自己的那份去，快快活活的过日子。
So the younger son thought, hey, I haven't done much for this family. I don't think my father loves me. Why don't I just take my portion and enjoy it my own way?
那但是如果做的，所以那个叫自暴自弃哈。但是做的多的那个大儿子，他天天在那儿服侍的，但是他也是误会他的父亲。他觉得说这个爱是他天天在田里劳苦赚来的。
And so the younger son gives up and went the wrong way. But the elder son, he remained in the family, but he also had the wrong, he also did not understand his father's love. He thought that that love from his father was earned by his hard work in the field every day.
所以大儿子确实很辛苦，他每天在劳力，但其实仇敌撒旦也很殷勤，他从来不休息。
Indeed, we see the elder son worked diligently in the field every day. But at the same time, Satan did not rest. He was also diligent in scamming.
因为撒旦要神家中许多的大儿子都觉得神没有那么爱他。What
Satan wants to happen is that he wants many of the elder sons in God's house to think that God does not really love them that much.
但是我们感谢主，因为主耶稣他亲自的见证，不仅是回答尼哥底母的困惑，那更是要告诉我们说，重生怎么会有重生？重生的源头乃是神爱世人。And
praise the Lord for the testimony that our Lord gives. It is not only to answer Nicodemus's question, but it's also for us in God's church that we understand that the origin of the regeneration is out of the love of God for us.
不管我们是小儿子还是大儿子，神都爱我们。It
doesn't matter at this moment, are you spiritually the younger son or the elder son? God's love for you is the same.
但愿我们认识神爱中所给的是什么，但愿我们对这个爱的认识不被
May the Lord help us to truly understand out of God's love what He's gifting us, what He's giving us, and may the Lord guard it so that the enemy will distort, it will not be able to distort our view of this love.
刚才我们说到旷野里面被蛇咬了，如果一个人被蛇咬了，他最自然的反应会做什么？
Just now we read that many Israelites were bitten by the snake in the wilderness. So what will be our natural response when we're bitten by the snake?
你一定会去低头看那个伤口。I
think the first thing we'll do is to stare down at the wound.
就像我们孩子受了一点伤，我们马上第一个问题要问，就是咬在哪里，伤在哪里，我们要赶快看那个伤处周围的情形是怎样的。
And we know that when children tell us they were hurt, the first thing we'll do is, well, where does it hurt? We want to examine the wound.
但是圣经让我们看见那幅图画，凡是低头看那个伤口的人，他们最终都灭亡了。而那些得救的人是抬头往上看的人，他们凡是仰望的都活了。But
in this picture, God wants us to remember that those who stared down did not survive. But those who lift their head and look upon that brown snake on the pole, they live.
那天在旷野里仰望铜蛇的都得救了, 今天也是一样，凡是仰望耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的，当我们有这个信心来接受的，我们都是得救的。
And back in the wilderness, those who set our eyes look upon this, the brown snake, they were saved. And today, it is the same. If we look upon Lord Jesus Christ who come to save us, we will be saved, we'll have life.
所以每一次我们到每一次说神爱世人的时候，都是灵在我们心里面吹过。
May it happen that every time we quote John 3:16, that is the work of that is the Spirit blowing that wind in our heart.
每一次我们说神爱世人，都要看见神的儿子被举起来，这个神爱世人才有意义。
So every time we say, "For God so loved the world," let us remember that His Son, the Son of God, is lifted up.Therefore, it otherwise it is meaningless.
如果我们心中充满的都是食物淡薄，都是这个路难行，那虽然我们可以说神爱世人，但是就失去了它的意义。
And if in our hearts we are full of the thoughts of how miserable these food are, how difficult our environment is.Then when we say the same word, for God so loved the world, it doesn't mean much.
只有耶稣基督把地和天连在一起，我们才能真正看见神的爱。
Only when Jesus Christ connects the earth with the heaven, then our eyes will be open so we can see what God's love is.
所以回到我们今天的题目，尼哥底母问，怎能有这事呢？我们就盼望大家能记得这九个字。
So today, as we look, summarize what we talked about today, these words, these nine words we just shared, we hope that we will remember these.
重生是因为灵的吹于身，是因为子的降于身。重生也是因为父的爱和给。
That we are able to be born again because the Spirit of God blow andthe gift, and the Son of God descend and ascend, and God the Father loves and gives.
如果我们是还没有相信的，那今天就是我们可以仰望的时候，我们可以来靠着仰望耶稣基督，我们来得救。
And if you have not believed, this is the moment that you can turn your eyes upon Jesus and to receive God's love.
所以我们已经相信的人，我们是仰望过的，但是有的时候我们会忘记，又转眼又去看这个蛇咬在哪里。
So those of us who have believed and saved, we know that at one point we did set our eyes on Jesus, but sometimes we moved our eyes away from Jesus. We look at other things.
当我们觉得这个路难走，当我们心里烦躁的时候，我们还是要一起来仰望。我们的主耶稣基督。
When we felt like the food is miserable, the journey is difficult, it is the time that we set our eyes back upon Jesus.
但愿我们是一起领受主耶稣基督的见证，一起仰望人子举起来，也一起经过旷野进入迦南。
We pray that all of us are the ones that receive the testimony given by our Lord, and we will be able to get through this journey in the wilderness, and we will go into that abundance of God.
好，今天信息就到这，时间交给王苗弟兄。